Welcome back to
Podcast of Characters.
Well, today is a quite special episode. We were informed that we've received a few mails regarding episode suggestions.
And after thoughtful considerations, we decided that today's episode will be How to Study Like a Pro.
We've informed you about the same on Twitter and Instagram, so make sure to follow us for live updates.
So to start off this episode, we wanted to point out that thorough research was conducted, and we will be sharing the same.
First of all, we know that we're not some Einstein, but as Anvita said, we have done the most research for an ideal routine or solution for you in order to follow and crack every field there is.
Yeah, and we will also be sharing the ways that we feel comfortable with, and this will also be a short and crisp episode with each and every detail that can impact you in changing your study routine.
Well, the intro was pretty much quarter of the episode, so let's just get started.
Yeah. Oh, and before we do, there is a detailed timetable that we designed to help you organize better.
More about that in the end, so make sure to keep watching or listening.
Yeah.
Alright, now step one. It's to take short breaks. It's good to study, but overloading your brain can result in a problem. Breaks are much needed for your health. Cooling off the heat with some water, juice, or healthy snacks should do the work. These breaks should last about 10 minutes and should be taken once every hour. You can use your phone or any electronics, but any recreational activity would be preferred to get your energy out and ready.
Yeah, step two is a trick. Surveys and conclusions suggested that studying in different places will help you remember more. When you chill beside the pool, you know, studying one day, you'd recall saying, "Oh yeah, I studied this there and we have done that." In this way, it could help you organize better or remember the thing and agenda and understand more.
Step three is to understand the material rather than memorizing it. When you understand how certain things work or why they work, you would remember it forever without any fancy and complicated formulas. For example, photosynthesis. The process should be understood in order to analyze the equation and explain it.
Yeah. And step four is being organized. With all your timings and papers jumbled up, I'm sure your brain would be frozen at the moment and you'd be puzzled like I would be. So, although being organized is needed in daily life as well, it is, you know, the most crucial part of studying. If you're confused about time management or your study papers or materials, then you wouldn't know what to study or when. At certain times, you could even forget exams that would be scheduled further and would end up scratching your head during it.
Alright, now step five is to avoid distractions. Electronics are meant to be used in the right way. They're cybercrime, but we'll leave that up for another episode. Now getting back to the point, electronics can often be harmful to our brains, but also good to research. Nevertheless, the notifications popping up on your phone can help you to get distracted. You could have had an organized day, but just a notification can ruin it all. To overcome this, put your phone on silent or keep it in another room and use it during your short breaks. For information or research, it's always preferred to use books.
Yeah. And last but not least, step six, which is one of our favorites, is to reward yourself. Claiming what you deserve will encourage you to enhance and understand on and stand on your toes. This can be done by playing a video game, munching on your favorite snack, working on your hobbies, or binge watching a series. These are just some suggestions, but you can put your own creativity to use to feel, you know, more comfortable. Rewards should also only be claimed after finishing your study goals, and the particular reward should reboot you. And the reward should be according to your study time and material.
Exactly, Anmita. And now that we've come to the end, not end of the video, but, you know, what we had to say, we just wanted to point out that after listening to this particular episode, you should just be able to get straight back to work. You should have that mindset. You know, you can listen to this episode on Anchor or Spotify while doing your homework, because study has proven that music can help you to get back on track.
Yeah, and that's one of our ways too. I mean, we've told you that we'd be sharing our routine sometimes. So mine, like, as I said, music always helps you, but me, I would be very happy, and I have done a lot of homework and studying while listening to music, and it's really interesting. It's a really interesting way, and it's really good and helping me, but it's not the same for everyone. Some people get distracted and keep singing or dancing while doing it, but it only helps for some people though.
True, because sometimes it can get me distracted if it's, you know, more of my style of music. So I try to keep it more like classical, but, you know, in that flow where I can just write without being distracted.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but once you listen to the music, you'll get used to it.
Mm-hmm. We have done a lot of homework and all, you know, listening to music. And another part in our routine is doing it with your friends. I mean, studying with your friends is a really great way, because you remember it very well, and you know, you'd actually be having fun instead of sticking to a boring routine.
Exactly. It's like combined studies. It's exactly combined studies. And questioning yourself or questioning each other would just help you to remember it and memorize it better, as Anmrita said.
Yeah. And
but remember that you have to understand the material before memorizing it.
Mm-hmm. And this is also, you know, like a trick. I mean, like, we study together most of the time, and you know, teaching ourselves, like, I mean, if I would be understanding the topic, I could teach her, and that would improve my knowledge also. So that could also help. And the step six that I've mentioned is, you know, rewarding yourself, and we have done that a lot, and you know, it got us a lot of energy and even interest.
Yes, and now that we've talked about our routines, I think we should get to them. You know, we should talk about our study table, reflection table that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anmrita, do you have it ready to present?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, for people who are listening to it on Anchor, you can, you know, we'll be sending the link, and then you'd be finding it there.
Yes, and we'll also be doing a follow-up episode, more like a tutorial on how to open the link that we give you.
Mm-hmm. So this is you know, the thing, the reflection table, timetable, and notes. So this is the reflection table. In this, as you can see, you know, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, all the days of the week. And on the column side, you could see morning, afternoon, and evening. And then there's also something that you can notice, it's a tick or cross, which is yes or no. And this is basically the reflection, the major things you should be doing or you did in the morning, afternoon, and evening, which is a major thing, and then you could tick it if you have done it or not. So yeah, now this is the timetable, and so I would be explaining it further.
Thank you, Anmrita. So the reflection table, it was great. And now coming to the timetable, as you can see, the grids are very short, and it's also very customizable. We have the days of the weeks already there, but the timings are completely up to you. And going back to the grids, why they are small, we wanted to make sure that you don't spend much time planning. It's crucial, but spending all your time planning would just ruin the whole day. So just write maybe a word or two about what you want to do in that particular day or that particular time.
Yeah.
And the reflection table helps in the same way, but it's more like looking back and, you know, talking to yourself, like, what has gone wrong? How can I improve it so that next time, you know, I can do it better?
Yeah, and the next time I have better tick marks instead of crosses.
Yeah. And can we go back to the reflection table real quick? Thank you. So the tick mark and cross, this was something that Anmrita came up with as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's really good because overall it's based on your opinion. You can just look back and reflect and be like, okay, was I productive the whole day or no? If yes, then you can put a check mark, but if no, then you can put like a cross mark.
Mm-hmm. And this would help you a lot because we've been using this since, you know, a lot of time, but not really neatly though.
Yes, we both had like different versions of it, you know, different templates. But when we put it together, we've came up with such beautiful ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's great. I mean, apart from the fact that it took a few days to work on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and the last one is just notes or to-do list. So,
mm-hmm.
in these six notes, as you can see on the screen, you don't need to do anything but just write your views of the day and just the to-do list. So, suppose if you have done a project, you can write in a small one sentence or phrases how you felt about the project and how you think you can improve it. And on the other ones, you can, you know, just write the to-do list and a tick mark beside it if you have done it or not, and the way you can improve it the next time.
Yeah, so, you know, basically it's a customizable template, the whole thing. And Anvita, can you explain the next? And I think we're done with this, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
So, alright, can you do the outro? I'll just have to sign off for now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, that's all for our episode today. You know, hope you had a productive time with this, and we don't want you to listen to this anymore, and you should really get back to your routine that you have to plan now. So, sayonara, tuning off. Bye.